with the gospel, the power of God.
The prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Dr. Ted Breuer is going to be our guest tonight on this edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios located in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. For those of you who might be new, we broadcast each and every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. on Global Star Radio Network. We're also simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, and you can watch us live and archive on our YouTube channel, the official Hagman & Hagman Report. Folks, go to our website, the home base for our radio show, HagmanAndHagman.com, and our news and information site, HagmanReport.com. Bookmark both. My name is Joe Hagman. I'm the co-host of the Hagman & Hagman Report with my father, Doug Hagman. And we got a great show lined up for you tonight. Dr. Ted Breuer, author, radio show host, researcher, alternative health expert, and so much more will be our guest. We're going to get into a number of issues from the global satanic one world order conspiracy to important alternative health news tonight with Dr. Ted. There's so much going on, and it continues from the scandals, the insanity of the presidential elections, and we here on the Hagman & Hagman Report dig into topics that the corporate mass media will never dig into, not the way that we do it, because we look for the truth behind all the lies that we see infiltrating every media outlet, seemingly, in our country and world. We have Dr. Breuer ready to go. Ted, how's it been going?
I'm here, Joe. I'm here, Doug. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Just to let you know, Ted, and for the audience out there, my father is on assignment doing some things with Russ Dizdar, so it's just you and me tonight, Ted.
Oh, good. We got a lot.
Yeah, we will. We got a lot to get into. And I'm going to turn it over to you and let you get us started.
Well, you know, Joe, this week I got an article that came in, and it was about the billionaire from PayPal, Peter Thiel, who basically said that, you know, he was gay and announced it at the Republican National Convention. And, you know, he's the billionaire who was outed by Gawker magazine several years ago. And he's also the billionaire who funded the lawsuit against Gawker magazine from Hulk Hogan. You may not be aware of that. And he ended up basically funding enough for Hulk Hogan that Hulk Hogan won the lawsuit and Gawker magazine has filed for bankruptcy. And the owner of Gawker's also filed for personal bankruptcy because of the huge expenses associated with the lawsuit, because he was angry that they outed him as being gay because it was a personal intrusion into his life. But what was interesting about this is, and Joe, you and I like to talk about all this esoteric stuff, and so I'm going to be asking you some questions how you feel about this. But this okay. is from another, this is another article from Breaking Down News, and it says the billionaire PayPal founder Peter Thiel said that he believes transfusions of blood from young people can reverse his aging process and allow him to live a vastly extended lifespan. Now, I'm going to talk about this a little bit tonight because this is kind of some crazy stuff, because, you know, we've talked about the blood so many times and how these elite people use blood in their satanic rituals. And now this guy is actually taking transfusions of the blood. And he said it basically helps to forestall the body's inevitable death and decline. Now, what's funny about this, not in a ha-ha standpoint, but in an irony standpoint, this guy's paying like $10,000-$12,000 a month to have blood transferred, supposedly, according to Gawker magazine. Just every quarter, he's spending $160,000 a year to get an infusion of blood from an 18-year-old based on the research conducted at Stanford on extending the lives of mice. Thiel basically right now, again, has just won his grudge match with Gawker magazine. And the craziest thing about this is this type of Babylonian uses their blood. You know, we don't know if they were doing blood transfusions way back in the day, but we do know they were drinking blood way back in the day with the Babylonian type of worships. And we know all the different chemicals that are being produced by the blood and by the torturing of people. And then they basically bleed them out. So the whole thing, yeah. Joe, the whole thing is getting really, really weird as this entire satanic agenda is being laid out in front of us. Because what's happened is we're in a situation now where we're starting to realize that the Druidic worship, the Babylonian worship, the worship that basically was handed down through the eons of time, through Stonehenge and through all these old worship sites, is still alive and well. And we see that at Bohemian Grove. And the sad part about this is that people don't understand this is going on with the world elite. And when you do this, when you torture people and you drink their blood, you release catecholamines. You also these are all adrenal type molecules, epinephrine, dopamine, and also adrenochrome. And when they drink this blood, it creates euphoria in these folks that are drinking the blood. And of course, the person most of the time is drained of their blood. And then before they die, they're draining the blood because they don't drink the blood from a dead person. And because the plasma physics is in the blood and the frequency of the life and the epigenetics, et cetera, are contained in the blood. They believe by consuming the harmonic frequency of the person, they can get part of his energy from his soul. Now, this has been going on for a long, long time.
Aleister Crowley was a person who talked about this in one of his books on how to sacrifice a child. And he talked about, you know, picking out a child who's young in age and healthy and fit. And all the things you just said, and the research foundation that is doing this for Thiel is called the Methuselah Foundation. They say they extend healthy human life. And you're exactly right on the money when you talk about the adrenaline released. These people do drink the blood, but this is the first time I've heard about the transfusion as a way to do this.
But what was interesting about this, unless they're drinking the blood, of course, that would sound so bizarre, no one would want to talk about that. But what's interesting about this is, you know, here we have the legends of the vampires, where they lived forever, as long as they continued to drink fresh blood. Here we have the legends, you know, of, you know, the Vlad the Impaler, who's basically the great-great-great-granddaddy of Prince Charles. And, you know, he brags about that over in Transylvania, over in Romania. And so we have this entire group of elites that have been doing this apparently for eons of time, going all the way back to the Druidic worship that I'm sure was taught to them by the fallen angels in Genesis chapter 6. It's like Chuck Missler says, if you don't understand Genesis chapter 6 and what happened then, Joe, it's very, very difficult to try to figure out what the Bible really means and what they talk about. And if you haven't read the book of Enoch, it makes it even more difficult to understand any of it, because the big book of Enoch used to be in the Bible. It was still in the Ethiopian Bible that was not basically, how should I say, chopped up by the Roman Catholic Church in the 3rd century under Constantine. And the sad part about all of this is most Christians don't want to think about this because it's just too bizarre. Now, there's some other information I want to read you tonight. And some of it's from Preston James, and some of it's my own opinions, and some of the articles he's written and stuff that I've written. And the thing that we have to understand is this. You know, we've always asked ourselves, and we've done entire shows with you guys on the blood and plasma physics, about how the DNA is a step-up transformer coil and how it basically is interdimensional and how it transfers the healing frequency from Jesus being on the cross through his blood to us, because it says in the book of Genesis that, you know, when Cain killed Abel, that Abel's blood cried out as if it was thunder going through the atmosphere, and that Jesus' blood will cry out even greater than that, and that we know that this healing frequency is transferred to us because we're the righteousness of Christ, because we're in covenant with God through Christ, through the blood. And that's why I studied this in such, you know, intently, because I couldn't understand, Joe, for dozens of years, why the blood was so emphasized in the Bible. I couldn't understand it, because I thought, well, you know, the pagans used the blood. Why is it that the blood keeps being talked about? Well, the life essence is in the blood, and when a person dies, their blood can no longer be used for a transfusion. In fact, you put the blood of a dead person into a person who's still alive, you will kill the person who is alive. So it's at the instant, the moment of death, when the soul departs, the spirit departs, the blood is useless, can no longer be used. Now, I find that all interesting. So what they do in these sacrifices, they supposedly prolong this death as long as they possibly can. And it's just, it must be a horrible thing to do, is they circle these people, like 13 people around this altar, and they do all these horrible things to these children and to these adults. And you're absolutely right. Crowley did go into detail. He claimed to have killed thousands of people in this fashion. And he'd like the little boys who were blonde hair and blue eyes. That's what he said, you know, like the little children. And, you know, that goes directly against what Jesus said. You know, whoever would hurt one of these little kids, it's worse for him to have a millstone tied around his neck. It would be better for him to have a millstone tied around his neck to have to deal with the punishment from God. And all of this Druidic worship, it was talked about in the Old Testament. It was talked about with the Baal worship. And we have, of course, Baal being represented by the owl of Bohemian Grove. Some people believe it's another entity, but it doesn't make any difference. They're still sacrificing human beings in effigy to this thing. Most people believe that it's Moloch or Baal. And the thing that's interesting about this is, Joe, this has never gone away. This has been passed through. You know, Jesus called a group of the folks that were in the temple with him, basically he called them the children of Lucifer themselves. They're the ones who wanted to have him sacrificed or crucified. The book of Revelation says it's the synagogue of Satan that's doing this. And basically, these are people who I believe have no Abrahamic blood in them, but they're Luciferians. And they're continuing to run the world's economies and politics. And a lot of these are the bankers, the Rothschilds, the Sabbateans. It's the cult of the snake. And it's basically Luciferian. It's the Draco the dragon. I mean, it's whatever you want to call it. It's been called different things through all the eons of time. And what Preston James says, and we're going to start on this stuff, and then I'm going to go ahead and cover this, and then we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition. With Preston James, it says basically it is now known that the Rothschild banking cartel and the globalists have a specific agenda. The agenda is to establish their desired state, a one-world global government governed by Lucifer. And they believe that when this happens, that they're going to be regenerated into immortality upon the arrival of their, quote, descended master, Lucifer. That's what they believe. What's interesting, the methodologies they use to control the masses include mind control, which is just a complete derivative from, you know, continuing of MK Ultra from the German concentration camps. They use synthetic terror, which we know is just manufactured all these false flags. They basically have induced drug addiction slavery by bringing in $1 trillion worth of heroin from Afghanistan into the United States every year. They create fiat slave debts, because they basically have overtaken the Federal Reserve System. And perhaps what they really haven't really talked about much is that they've also developed the alternative news of the Internet because they wanted to control us via the Internet. But what happened is they didn't understand how many people would turn off the controlled major mass media and start watching and listening to shows like yours or mine or Dave Hodges. Now, there are shows out there, and I believe this, that have been set up because they're misinformation websites. Now, I'm talking alternative radio and alternative TV. And I believe that they throw some truth in, but they also throw things in to basically give bad payloads, so to speak, Joe, and bad information. Now, I'm not going to mention any people that I believe are like that, because I'm just not going to do that. But guys, the Bible says that we'll know them by their fruit. And when people run around drunk, or people are saying using really filthy language and using God's name in vain, you know, you kind of question if they're really Christians or not. Now, I'm not saying I never use bad words, because every once in a while I do. I think most Christian guys do that if they weren't born and raised in a church and basically had to go through the world and got saved. But the thing about interesting about this is that the mainstream media has been overtaken now by the alternative media. The problem, again, is they put a bunch of bogus websites out there to continue to give the image of telling the truth, but they're really not telling the truth. And, you know, they really believe that these Rothschilds, because we talked about this with the Balfour Declaration, and I hate talking about all of this stuff's going on, because, you know, it comes across, because Israel gets dragged back into it all the time, but they really believe that when they seat Lucifer in their New World Order temple that they're trying to rebuild in Jerusalem, that their ruling master, that they call him, they will be personally transformed into eternal gods, and they'll rule the universe together ever forever with Lucifer. Now, what's nutty about that, Joe, is that, you know, a lot of these groups actually run around the United States going to Christian churches trying to collect money for the rebuilding of the temple. And we've talked about this before on your show. That's just one thing I'm just never, ever going to promote. Okay, I'm not going to do it, because remember, why would you? Because why would you reproduce the Holy of Holies in the temple? If you watch the show, Brad Metzler, Decoded, The Spear of Destiny, has a very unique part at the very end of the show, last 15 minutes of the show. You can watch it for free on YouTube. And what it says is this guy basically had been a bodyguard for the world elite. He said that his boss was so high up that he could walk into the White House and see the president without an appointment. That's how well he knew the president. And he said that he was the guy basically who stole the spear of destiny from Hitler, which supposedly is the spear that was plunged into Jesus' side while he was hanging on the cross. And the legend goes that whoever carries the spear of destiny before them can rule the world and can never be defeated. Now, this guy had stolen the spear of destiny his boss had from Hitler. And what was interesting about this, if you watch the show, he said, the guy who was talking to Brad Metzler, that these people believe that they're the benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen, sons of Lucifer, that they have different DNA than we do, and that they're the ones that are going to rule and reign the planet. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring their boy into the Holy of Holies, and they're going to pierce him with the spear of destiny, and then he's going to become the ruler of the planet, apparently bring Lucifer back down on this planet. Well, all of that sounds crazy to most of us, but the guy said right there on that show that it doesn't matter whether we believe what they're saying is true. What matters is that they believe what they're saying is true. They've been working on it for thousands of years, and they're willing to die for what they believe in. See, that's the thing that people don't get. And then you have to go back to the book of Revelation when all the seals start opening and Lucifer's running around and doing all these crazy things and all of these horrible monsters are being released. Maybe that's going to be from CERN. Who knows? But the reality is this. The end times are upon us. And right now, if you're bored as a Christian, and if you're awake and you're bored, I don't know what it's going to take to wake you up. Okay, you need to pull the fluoride IV out of your arm if you're bored right now, because you got to get a grip on what's happening. This is the end times that we're living in, and these guys are really trying to bring in a kingdom of Lucifer. That's why they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy the family unit. We'll talk about it. We got so much news to talk about tonight, and this is going to be one of those green shows that you guys are going to have on your website that you guys are going to want to play over and over and over again, because I'm going to cover a lot of information tonight into the elites thinking of what they're doing and the mind control agenda. Now, we've gone into detail already with that before on a prior show when we talked about the Sabbatean Freud and his nephew, Bernays, who was the father of advertising, and how they brought mind control into advertising, and they've conditioned us like Pavlovian dogs to take us down this slippery slope. Let me continue with this. This Rothschild banking mafia is what they are, is just the current expression of this secret sect of Luciferians going back to ancient Babylonian all the way back to the Tower of Babel. It is the Order of the Snake. That's what it's also been called, but it also has many other names, and it's also called Babylonian worship. It's also known as Luciferism, Satanism, the OTO, and many more. The big problem right now with these Rothschild chieftains, and they face the fact that slowly but surely the masses are finding out about who they are and what specifically their evil agenda is. See, they're anti-human. They're anti-us. That's why they're pumping all of this junk into the food. That's why they're pumping all these. Now they're spraying. I'm going to cover this in a few minutes. They're spraying Miami with pesticides. I mean, with neurotoxins. They cause. These neurotoxins cause microencephaly. So now they can come back in 9 months when all these babies are born in Miami with microencephaly. They say, oh, the Zika virus is out of hand. Look at all these babies with these small brains. And they're the very ones who induced the problem with the pesticides they're using. The core belief patterns of these top guys are based on their deep, deep, deep Babylonian, Luciferian, satanic values. They use these to determine their core edict by which they establish policies while sitting at the top of their quote-unquote pyramidal hierarchy. The actual core beliefs of these guys is an age-old secret through the inbred bloodlines, all the way going back to the black nobility, to the Order of the Snake. Others have called it the Black Sun. I know Rush Dizdar does that. The Reich of the Black Sun, Rush Dizdar talks about that. And the Great Dragon, the alien ET, Draco the Serpent. But they all represent the Order of the Snake and the ancient Babylonian secret Baal child sacrifice worship. It's been reported throughout the planet that this occult network, which covers most of the world, is nothing more than the deep worldwide satanic cult network that is centered in the United States, the UK, and Europe, and it serves up little kids for pedophiles to abuse, and then also tortures them and drinks their blood. They're doing everything they possibly can, Joe, and we can talk about these individuals. They're trying to destroy the normal male and female sex roles. that's really important that we talk about that, because guys, they're trying to do this transsexual mess now. This all really got pushed really, really hard back in the 70s when guys became very effeminate and they were just never, they never worked out. This is back when I was a kid. I was in my 20s. I saw what was going on, and then they came out with that one movie, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Have you ever seen that movie, Joe?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you don't, I'm not promoting it. It's awful, okay? And it's turned out to be a cult classic. And what it is about a group of aliens that come from another world that are transvestites. And it just gets push. And they have these, I'm not joking, Joe. This thing has it's crazy. Susan Sarandon was in it. I saw it back in the 70s before I got saved, and I thought, what a bunch of whack bags. Who in the world would do this? Because I'm a total, complete heterosexual. I've dated a lot of girls throughout my life before I got married, and I've never understood the diversity and the perversity of all of what they were trying to consider the new normal, and they started pushing that. There's actually groups of people that dress up like these characters in this movie who go to watch this thing in some cities every single weekend, and they have all the songs memorized. So Susan Sarandon was in it. We've also got out-of-control medical costs, rising cost of living. I mean, we've seen it over and over again. They don't longer want, you know, living wages for employment. They want to destroy the American family. They're doing that through their controlled media with a TV and with Hollywood, which is completely controlled by these guys, these Luciferians. They've also done it with the fake money. That's how they basically take over corporations. Massive unemployment with 100 million people either unemployed or underemployed in the U.S. right now. A massive taxation, massive debt slavery, usurious credit card loans and car loans. Also, with the usurious loans they're making to these kids who are in school, in college. Yesterday, my 17-year-old, who's starting his senior year in high school, also his junior year in college at the same time, he has 66 completed hours in college. He's already completed his AA degree. The state of Florida was kind enough to pay for that, which is kind of nice here in Florida. And he'd have another full year of college paid for while he's a senior. He'll graduate from high school with an AA degree, with approximately 100 hours towards his bachelor's degree, which requires 120 hours, and by the time summer's over and the following semester is over, he'll be done with his bachelor's degree. So what's interesting about this is the guy yesterday who's the principal of the collegiate high school, Joe, we had to sit through an hour orientation, which was like unbelievably boring for me. But he did say one thing. He said that the vast majority of people who are going to college now who are taking out student loans can't get jobs above minimum wage after they finish their bachelor's degree because they've chosen the wrong majors. Now, I'm going to repeat that. This is the principal of the collegiate high school saying that many, many people who are graduating with a bachelor's degree from college can't get jobs other than a minimum wage job because the degrees are useless, but they have $120,000, $180,000, depending where they go, $250,000 worth of student loans, which in most cases could never be repaid off when they get too much, that type of levels. And they can't be bankrupted. Remember, George Bush made sure that he made it almost impossible not to file bankruptcy in the United States. Of course, he's part of this whole Khazarian mafia, you know, Sabbatean group. That's who this guy, Bush, is. And so what's interesting to me is that if you have a child who's going to college, if they're not going to be a professional, an engineer, a doctor, a nurse, you know, an attorney, a teacher, you know, a nutritionist, whatever they want to be, they need a degree to put up a shingle to work. They need to go ahead and go to trade school. They need to learn something they can do with their hands, you know, dental hygienist, a plumber, electrician, anything like that where they can actually earn a really good income and not have to go to college to do that. The college lie, it used to be, and he said this yesterday, he said, used to be if you had a bachelor's degree, it guaranteed you employment at a major corporation. He goes, it doesn't do that anymore. And that's the truth. And he's telling everybody the truth yesterday. So that's why the collegiate high school program is so effective, because it gives the kids 2 or 3 years of college without having to pay for it. It's paid for by the state through our tax dollars that we pay in through our property taxes. Now, what's interesting about this is the same people are poisoning the food, poisoning the water with GMOs and endocrine disruptors like bisphenol A. They basically give these toxic vaccines to these kids, with parents themselves who are too dumbed down to even know better. See, that's what I love about the Hagman listeners. You guys are absolutely brilliant. You guys are just, you guys are like the smartest people we talk to. I mean, that's why I love doing the show with Doug and Joe, because reality is this. If we all get together and we do something here together, we end up in a situation where everything gets better and better and better. If we don't, everything gets worse and worse and worse. And we're all trying to tell the truth. I know I have my show on Daystar every day, same network that we're on right now, from 3 to 4 every afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. And if you go to healthmasters.com, we also have a telephone number, a 24-hour listen line that you can listen to our show every single day, where Austin and I, my son and I, my oldest son, 28-year-old, we go through the daily news and the latest health research. So you can listen to that show every day on your telephone, just calling the phone number, and you'll get a direct feed right out of Daystar, or out of Globalstar, excuse me. And so what's interesting about all of this stuff is, Joe, is that we're all working together now to make a huge, huge difference. Now, right now, we have a special for the Hagmann listeners, and it's going to be Doug's CD set. And what we've done, and this is kind of interesting, the other day, I was loading up my RV, and I was unloading my RV because there's a bunch of stuff in it, and I picked up the bed, and I found 3 cases of our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program. That's like 150 units. I thought I was out of stock on these. This is the best-selling CD series we've ever had. This is a CD set that takes you through it's like 8 CDs. It takes you through a systematic process of lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar levels. It has medical reports included in that CD set with it in paper, actually printed, on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, cancer, and ADD. And when anybody orders at least $200 worth of product from us in the next 2 weeks, we're going to go ahead and give them a copy of the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program at no additional cost. It's going to be Doug's
CD set. That's awesome, Ted.
Thank you, Joe. But I want to share with us.
We're up against the break. When we come back, we'll finish talking about this, the health pack you got going on. Folks, you're listening to Ted Brewer on the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. We'll be right back. We're just getting into it. Stay with us. The life force of the DNA, the satanic elite and their agenda are some of the things that we got into in the first segment, Methuselah Foundation, Mr. Thiel, where he gets his blood transfusions from. And Ted, right before we went to the break, you were mentioning a special you have on your website for people to order who are listeners to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. I want to go ahead and let you get back into that so people get the full information on this, on the special. And we just want to let you know, audience members and Ted, the new format, we were unable to talk during the breaks, and we got an extra break in there in the middle of the hour, so it's a change of pace. So we just ask everybody to bear with us. But sorry for cutting you off there, Ted. Go ahead and explain.
That's
the,
okay,
the
Joe. Our Eat, Drink, Be Healthy program is the one that we developed years ago, in which we taught people how to lower their blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels, and how to massively increase their energy levels. We've promoted that on national TV, national seminars. I spoke to over 1 million people about it. Sold, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands of sets. And what's interesting about this is that it's the best program as far as motivating you to change your diet and have your loved ones change your diet that I've ever seen. And it's going to be free. I've never done that before, ever, ever, ever. I thought we were out of stock on them. I thought we had like 12 left, and I knew I couldn't do a promo on them. But I found 3 boxes, like I think 50 per box, underneath the bed in the motorhome because it has a fold-up mattress. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. This is great. I just found those a couple days ago, so I thought I'm going to go ahead and offer those on the Hagmann Show. We had a huge response last month with you guys with the Maximum Success CD series, and we're going to do it now with Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. So it's, and plus it's going to come with a cookbook. We're going to throw the Healthy Country cookbook in with it, and so you're going to get that and the cookbook and all the reports for free. I can't do more than free. I mean, there's no shipping, there's no nothing. $200 order, it gets you all that stuff shipped in the box, no extra cost, no freight, nothing. It's just going to make sure you have to put that Doug CD set in the coupon code, it'll come to you. Now let's get back to real quick to these nutbags and this Rothschild Mafia is what they are. The top edict of these guys is establish a one world government and then run it through the Middle East. That's what their whole goal is again. These guys expect to have themselves transformed into eternal gods themselves as a reward for serving Lucifer and Satan and worshiping the snake, the Leviathan, the great dragon, the serpent, whatever you want to call it. And what's interesting about this is, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be very direct about this. If you're listening to people on the internet and they're not talking about this, and they're not talking about this one world order, the satanic thing that's going on, they're not telling you the whole truth. And a lot of the people who won't discuss this and they don't want to go into detail with it, it's because they're not supposed to. And I don't know who's running their show. But there's no way, Joe, that you can dig into this mess and not see this. I remember David Icke, he's not even a Christian, okay? And he was in his book, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees. He has a part of that book, and I've read from part of that book before on your show, and he said that every single time that he digs deep enough into this new world order, every single time it ends up being Satanism. Every single time, with this worshiping of the snake, the dragon, you know, the Draco, the dragon, and all these crazy things that they believe. This is some crazy stuff these guys believe, because they really believe that Lucifer's God. I personally like the book of Isaiah, when I think it's chapter 15 or 14, in which, you know, they're up there, all these world leaders that have done all of this are all down in hell. All of a sudden, Lucifer himself shows up in chains in hell, and they're saying to him, hey, wait a minute, you know, morning sun or sun of the morning or what are they called? I forgot what the Bible, the verse is that exactly. He goes, you know, why are you down here? You're supposed to want delivering from this. Guys, listen to me. The God of the universe, Yahweh, is the good God. We've talked about this so many times. Yeshua is the Son. You know, we've had pre-Adamic races here on this planet before. We know that. We know that the ancient structures are still here from them. And we also know this, that God had enough of this that he sent Jesus to die for our sins on this one. And he shed his blood so that he could transform us to an eternal covenant that would allow us to stop this mess that these guys have been doing for eons of time on this planet. They look at us as a food source, as an energy source. That's why it says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion, seeking through those who may devour. Now, let's go one more notch about this. A lot of these guys, like Kissinger and these old Rothschilds, are so old and so decrepit that they're in wheelchairs. And according to James, they only survive because they use glandular fetal hormone extracts injected through a neck port directly into the spinal fluid. In other words, they're using these unborn babies and they're taking hormonal extracts with direct injections. He said one of the symptoms of this is a stiff neck and that you'll never see these guys turning their heads. Is the long-term secret globalist New World Order basically believe the creation of an artificial synthetic race will give them a different type of DNA and then they can have their long-expected merger of clay and iron. It's also been alleged by some at the periphery of this mafia that this leadership has this genetic splicing-based android project and underway in joint efforts with these contractors and certain fallen angels, you could also call them aliens if you wanted to, in underground top-secret bunkers, like in Dulce, New Mexico. There have been numerous reports that the efforts to try to synthesize the human soul and transfer it have been attempted and have failed using hundreds of innocent victims that have been kidnapped, drugged, and surgically altered to try to transfer their souls. So they basically are testing on humans to try to figure out how to do this. All these guys are just nuts how they do all of this, and they really don't care about human beings. Before they can continue their progress on the takedown of the world, what's happening is they really want to destroy everything that God has created. That's why it says in the Word that everything that's up is going to be down. Everything's good is going to be considered evil. That's what their goal of doing it. According to one Sarah Silverman, she says that one of the main motivations of the top chieftains of this mafia is to totally degrade. I think it was Silverman. It may have been a different quote, but I believe that was her. To totally degrade humanity, especially those with Christian beliefs, by using Hollywood and the controlled major mass media to corrupt them by getting them to accept basically Baal worship as normal. Of course, the dumbed-down 501c churches in America, Joe, they seem to have completely lost their minds, and they control all of that. They actually agree with all of the stuff that's coming out of Hollywood, and they refuse to speak against it because their Scofield Bibles tell them not to. In addition to that, they basically don't want to lose their 501c status, which hopefully Trump will get rid of that, and with the thing that Johnson passed back in the 50s, and we'll be able to have the pastors in the pulpit continue to preach against or start to preach against us again. The philosophy and the value structure of this Rothschild mafia is based on, again, ancient Babylonian Talmudism, but some intel folks also say that it's secret Baal worship, which that's what I believe it is too. And this is all part of the Baal, Lucifer, Satan, because he wants to be, they want to be anointed with the secret power, the success, and the riches, which we've talked about repeatedly on your show, and how they do all of this and why they're doing that in Hollywood. Now also remember, this order of the snake or the serpent god, this is all they care about. They have absolutely no loyalty to any person they put in power, and they're willing to take them out very quickly. We saw that with Khan a few years ago. Remember him? He was the head of the World Bank or the head of the European Union Bank.
Yeah.
And he decided he was going to go against them and say something that he wasn't supposed to do. And man, they instantaneously brought up false charges about him having sex with a maid and raping a maid and took him right out of power. I mean, he was in jail. I mean, hardcore conservative Christian believers, of course, find it almost impossible to believe that these Luciferians, according to their own works that they write, that there's a rigid set of cosmic rules that have been laid down by Yahweh. Okay, this is the great I Am. And it requires informed consent and advance notice of what they plan to do. Now, the thing about this is, according to James, if you sit down and discuss this subject with those who had been deep inside of this network, they'll tell you that they left it because they found out that there is an eternal God who set up the rules, and there's no way that they're going to be able to step around the rules and do what they want to do without having to do some serious, have some serious problems. Now, I want to read you one more thing here out of my notes, and this is really important too, because so much of this stuff we've covered with you guys over the shows, but I'm trying to put together a whole bunch of pieces with this stuff tonight, because it's just so, to me, critical that we cover this stuff on a regular basis, because if we don't, what ends up happening is, Joe, we leave a bunch of bits and pieces out there for people to try to understand. And what ends up happening is they kind of get lost in the shuffle of all of the stuff that's happening. So again, it goes back to the fallen angel worship and what's going on. And I want to talk about why the Hollywood elite are doing so much of this stuff real quick. Hey, well, let me go through my notes. This is very well seen in the Hollywood music industry is the best example. It's also the most obvious. The Kabbalah's teaching of the Babylonian Talmud and this Luciferian doctrine shows them how to call up demons and perform rituals to feed the demonic entities through sacrifice. And in turn, these demons, Lucifer, or what do you want to call them, allows the physical reality to change to accommodate the wishes of the person or persons doing the ritual. This is why so many of the Hollywood people wear the red Kabbalah string around their wrist, and they've given themselves over to Lucifer and to the demons. See, this is what you have to understand. That's why when you see Katy Perry, she's going over to the dark side. She even says on a YouTube video that she sold her soul to the devil. You can see her Babylonian ritual stuff they do all the time with her halftime presentations of the Super Bowl. The same thing with Madonna, bowing down to the dark god. I mean, this stuff is so...
It's filled from award shows to sporting events, these rituals, and what you talked about, the individual interviews where people admit to selling their souls is so prevalent today, it's just unreal.
Well, you remember a couple of years ago, I believe it was last year, when they had the one award ceremony, I forgot which one it was, and Katy Perry came out, there was a witch with cauldrons, and you know, and basically casting spells on the audience, and it was televised on national TV. I mean, they're so in your face now that they're not even trying to hide this anymore. They just want to do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, and they don't care who they do it to anymore, and they're trying to bring in the acceptance of this Satanism to all the young people and all the people watching these award shows. So it's kind of like a joke to them, and they say, well, that's no big deal, they're just a witch, or that's no big deal, they're just a warlock, or that's no big deal, they're a wizard. I remember I was on the Joyce Riley show, I was hosting it last year, I'm not going to mention the guy's name, and he was a very smart one, probably the smartest guest I had on that show. The guy was brilliant, he was a physicist. And I was talking to him, and he started talking about, he basically told me he was a numerologist Kabbalist. And I said, that means you're a sorcerer, you're a wizard. He goes, yes, that's right. He admitted to it right there on the show.
Wow.
And he's called me up several times, and I've talked to him. Really nice guy, brilliant, okay? And wanted to be on my show. I told him I'd have to pass. There's no way. I'd have never interviewed him to start with if I'd have known that he was a wizard, a sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy's, his IQ's off the chain, but the guy He just, but you know, but that's the kind of people you run into when you start doing all these interviews. I know I had another guy I had on my show a few months ago, and I asked him just point blank. I mean, basically, who are you voting for in this election? And he wouldn't make it. He wouldn't tell me. And I thought myself, well, that just doesn't work for me. Just, you know what I'm saying, Joe? I mean, quite frankly,
yeah.
I'm not 100% liking everything that Trump does or says. But I don't like anything Hillary does or says. And I mean,
no.
So it's not really a big choice here at this point, because we're either voting for somebody who, according to her staff, you know, Larry Nichols, was a witch. She went to a witch's coven every 4 to 6 weeks in California, who basically has had all these people drop dead around her. And again, another 5 or 6 more have been added to the Clinton body count just in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Who basically is the wicked witch of Benghazi, who has been able to just skate on any law that was ever out there for anybody because she's exempt from the laws. I mean, it's unbelievable who used her email as a Dropbox to give out intel to foreign governments and collected billions of dollars in revenue poured into her foundation. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know why people are actually considering voting for her, Joe. I mean,
it's
so mind-boggling.
I mean, with Hillary Clinton, we know we're going to get evil. Even in one of the WikiLeaks email releases, there was an email where she talked about grabbing her rabbit foot as
That's
she
right.
would go to her backyard to sacrifice a chicken to Moloch. And, you know,
right.
I would take the chances, Trump being controlled opposition and voting for him, but rather than knowing what we're going to get with Hillary Clinton. Question in my mind.
Go up in the attic, get the rabbit's foot, come outside and go out in the backyard and sacrifice a chicken to Moloch. That's what she wrote in her email. Who talks like that, Joe? I mean, these people, a witch. These people are so nuts and such whack bags that it's hard to believe that she's actually running for the White House. And now she's having so many health problems. I guess the drinking of all the blood that she may have done basically has interfered with her or that fall or whatever. We're going to talk about her in just a second. But I want to cover that stuff about this Draco Society, this Luciferian group that's a bunch of nuts and what they believe. Now let's go to a little bit of the world news, and then I want to jump into nutrition too. Germany's migrant rape crisis is now spiraling out of control. This is crazy, Joe. Germany's migrant rape crisis has now spread to all 16 of Germany's states. Germany now finds itself in a vicious circle. Most of the perpetrators are never found, and the few who are frequently receive lenient sentences. Only 1 in 10 rapes in Germany is reported, and just 8% of rape trials result in convictions, according to the Minister of Justice, Heiko Maas. Up to 90% of the sex crimes committed in Germany in 2014 and 2015 did not even appear in the official statistics, according to Andre Schulz, the head of the Association of the Criminal Police. I mean, this has gone completely nuts in Germany, and Angela Merkel is 100% to blame. And people need to understand that Merkel was raised in communist East Germany, that she probably is a Luciferian, she's probably a Sabbatean, that's another name for him, and that she is trying to do her best to destroy Germany, because remember, Germany has a huge surplus in their trade. They don't have a deficit. So they have a lot more money coming into the country than they have going out of the country. So the effect of the fiat currency on Germany and creating a massive debt spiral is non-existent in Germany, because they have more money coming in to pay all of this debt than they have going out. So what they had to do, they had to destroy Germany basically through Cloward and Piven, like they've done with us, by bringing all of these nutbag jihadist Muslim whackbags who want to destroy everything. Now we've got 6,000 of them that are suing Germany right now, Joe. Don, you saw that on the news today, because they aren't getting their benefits quickly enough from the German government. They're suing. They filed a lawsuit in the German courts against Germany because they're not getting their free stuff quick enough.
Yeah, $36 billion, that's the figure I last read, per month to house these refugees. And you have stories coming out of Christians being forced to hide their Bibles amid migrant Muslim invasion. Milan overrun by invasion of thousands of immigrants. French citizens urged to let desperate refugees in their homes to stay with them. It's just craziness. And then what's going on in Germany is I heard that they were flying in immigrants in airports between 1 and 5 a.m. at night, on top of what they were legally allowing to come into their country. It's gotten so out of hand. It is a silent invasion.
Will Obama, the gay Kenyan in the White House, he's doing the same thing. And again, remember, the gay Kenyan and Merkel, these guys are figureheads, okay? This Khazarian satanic group, these whack bags, they're the ones that are running the show here because they want to destroy the national borders. They want to destroy the national identity. They don't want nationalism. Trump is a nationalist. He wants the United States back. He wants it back strong. He wants good trade deals. He wants to bring the jobs back. He's a nationalist. He cares about the United States. These other guys don't. They don't care about anybody. Merkel doesn't care about anybody. Hillary certainly doesn't care about anybody except for her slush fund and her Clinton account with her billions of dollars. You know, Obama, I don't even know what to say about Obama.
You know,
I
mean, he got elected. Yeah. Since he's got elected, somehow, especially the rhetoric in this election, nationalism has become a bad thing, and has taken a backseat to globalism, and to the extent that people who believe in nationalism, and, you know, as Donald Trump says, make America great again, are listed as potential domestic extremists for not going along with the New World Order plan of globalism. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, you're loving your own country or wanting to see your own country stay one nation is a bad thing, and you are an enemy for wanting that.
You know, today
I don't quite understand it.
Today I did a national talk show it's Clearwater. It's on Christian Television Network, CTN. It's the Herman and Sharon show. And I sent him some information on how everything is rigged and how everything's fake. And he said, well, Ted, I want you to come on and talk about it today. And so I was up really early this morning. If I sound a little bit slow, it's because I'm a little bit tired tonight. But what was interesting, I was talking to Herman before the show, and he has like 100 million people that are potential listeners on this show. In fact, his producer said this show is going to go viral today. So if you guys get a chance to watch it, you need to watch it. It's on CTN. They should have it on their website pretty quick. And I talk about a lot of the different things. And I almost lost it today on the show because Herman asked me, he said, Ted, why are you so passionate about this? We know you're a research biochemist. You were a licensed nutritionist in the state of Florida. You know, you had a big clinic down here. You had, you know, you've spoken on thousands of radio TV shows. He goes, why in the world are you so involved in the political realm right now? And I'll be honest with you, Joe. I kind of teared up on him because, I mean, I didn't mean to. What it was, because I can't fake stuff like that because I'm pretty macho. And I would never fake it on TV. I mean, I don't want people to see me in that state. And I said to him, I said, excuse me, Herman, I'm about to lose this. I said, but what I understand is this. I said, when my mom, who was born in 1916 in Germany, when she went through the rise and fall of the Third Reich, she saw some horrible, horrible things that affected her. I said, and then in 2001, she was in a nursing home and she was watching TV when the trade towers came down. And she said to me when I went in there, she said, I saw her because she was so upset, she was scared. I'm afraid we're about to go to war. But, you know, she had gone through that entire destruction of Germany. And she was still completely lucid at that point. She'd only been there for a few months. And I'll never forget what she said to me. She goes, she says, ich kann das nicht glauben, that means I cannot believe this, dass es fängt wieder an, that it's starting again. That's what she said in German. She always spoke German to me because that was our language. And she said, I cannot believe it's starting again. She goes, next is going to be the enabling act. Because she saw the whole inner stuff with the Reichstag being burned in 33. I mean, what was she, 17 years old when all that happened? So she saw all of that stuff happening, and she knew where it was going to lead. And sure enough, just a few weeks later, we had the passage of the Patriot Act. And I'll never forget, you know, in the next few years, you know, her mind slowly disappeared because of what they were giving her and all the drugs they were giving her, which I had no input in whatsoever because I did not have power of attorney over her. And it was awful to watch what they did in that nursing home with the drugs and all these things they were giving her, which destroyed her memory. Her bed, she was no longer lucid at the end. She didn't even know who I was anymore. It was awful. And the sad part about all of this is when she went into the nursing home, running her own business, completely alert, and my sister put her in there against my wishes because my sister didn't want to deal with her because she had broken her toe. That's all was wrong with her. She had a broken toe. Joe, the only thing wrong with her was a broken toe, and she got shoved into a nursing home. And it was unbelievable. I mean, she was running her own business, working every day. All of a sudden, now she's in the nursing home. And I remember she was in there barking orders, telling everybody what to do because she's a real type A German. And I remember one of the nurses says, well, you don't have to worry about that. They'll give her enough medication. They'll calm her right down. Boy, they did, too. They kept her doped up after just a few months. It was crazy. Then I got almost into a lawsuit with the nursing home because I told them I didn't want her on all these drugs and she needed to be on some good supplements. And that's another story, though. But the whole thing about it is that she knew when she saw the towers come down that it was the same thing as the burning of the Reichstag. And she had seen it all happen before, so she knew it was going to start again. She'd already experienced it before, and so she knew what the outcome was going to be, Joe. And she was in tears, sobbing in the nursing home. Now, the crazy thing about all of this is, when I told my friends back in 2001, this thing's going to go sideways. We're fixing to go invade Iraq. We're going to blame it on Saddam Hussein. And now we're finding out from some of the top White House officials, if this is even true, that the reason they redacted the 28 pages about Saudi's involvement is that they didn't want to confuse the narrative of the White House as far as pushing all the blame to Iraq instead of the Saudis. And so that's why they wanted to invade these Middle Eastern countries. And of course, Casey said it so clearly with the CIA. Once we'll know we've done our job at the CIA with everything that everybody believes is a lie. And the CIA, by the way, is another satanic organization. If you don't believe that, you can read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and you can understand how they're doing the things they do through Lucifer. There's some crazy stuff out there that has been written about these guys and all the remote viewing and the witchcraft and bringing witches into the CIA. All of the stuff they've done this. So this is a satanic group at the hierarchy of the CIA. We've given the control of the government to them. That's why they spray us with these stinking chemtrails all of the time. They've given it over to these sorcerers and these wizards and these demons and this artificial intelligence. They're controlling us now through the doggone energy fields they're putting all around everybody to change everybody's moods and turning everybody into whatever they want to turn them into at the blink of an energy field. I mean, it's crazy when you start understanding how the physics of all this stuff works. But we've got to realize, though, Joe, everything, the entire mainstream media, all of it is a lie. All of it. The engines, the search engines, the Googles, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. I mean, they're all being rigged by the Federalists and the Globalists. That's who's doing it. The EPA, the FDA, all of these. The entire justice system. It doesn't make any sense anymore how that even works. I mean, there's no justice after we saw with Hillary Clinton. The fake money, the fake academia, the fake institutions, all of this stuff pushing all of this stuff. All these poisonous pesticides being said they're okay by EPA. It's all a lie. The food and labeling. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The music industry, most of these top singers, Joe, they lip-sync their own concerts now because their voices are so changed and altered by the guys who are doing the mixing, and you know this, that they don't even sound like they sound on their albums, so they have to pump in the fake music. I remember when Milli Vanilli did this back in the 90s, when they got busted for it, they were doing the same thing. They ended up, one of the guys got so embarrassed and so ashamed of what they had done, he committed suicide. I mean, we've got look what Eisenhower said about the military-industrial complex, and in the CIA that Kennedy warned us about. All of this stuff is being rigged. Political polls. One political poll we'll talk about in just a minute shows Trump ahead by like 60 points. It's crazy.
I've seen so many variations and fluctuations on the polls, and Ted, we're coming up against the break in the next minute, so we'll hit on this on the other side, but the poll numbers are all over the place. I saw, Electoral College polls where it said that, Hillary has basically a 100-point lead. All these swing states that, like Georgia and Pennsylvania are in the blue now by, 10 to 13-point majorities. But then you look at, you break down some of the polls to the demographics, and you see that if you break them down by county, that it's a landslide to where the numbers you're talking about, Trump 73%, Clinton 26%, and 1% for the Green Party or whatever the third party is this year. Folks, we're talking with Dr. Ted Brewer. His website is healthmasters.com. Check out his book, Breakthrough Health, and his radio show right here on Global Star Radio Network, where Ted has set up a listen line where you can listen to his show 24 hours a day directly on healthmasters.com. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.